Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Lockdown Beers and Rugby Chat on Sunday. Yes, Sunday. That's what I'm looking for. Oh, dearie me. Wonderful start. 17th of October, folks. End of the weekend. Look, not much news going on today. I'll be honest, it's going to be a quick one. And again, this is just an audio one. We didn't, so it's not the 5 p.m. live show. We'll be back to that on Monday of, well, tomorrow from next week. Because there was a rugby game happening between Tasman and Bay of Plenty at 5 o'clock today, and hence that's why we didn't do one, and why I'm giving you a quick audio only lockdown beers to keep you going. By the way, that game finished with the Tasman winning it 26-9. They were 9-0 down at half time, it was a very wet and windy game. One I'm glad I wasn't at, to be honest, because yes, it would not have been fun being at that game in that weather. So well done to Tasman on that one. And I guess it answers a question that has been out there as to how would the provinces deal with these non-points or non-competition games that they're having. Well, as we can see in this one, it was a lot of fringe players were being given their debut for this. So expect that to be how we'll see sides using this one going forwards. There are a couple of news items, though, King Carlos. Yes, that's right. Carlos Spencer, previously who was coaching at the Hurricanes. He's got himself a new gig over in the USA in Major League Rugby at NOLA. NOLA is the New Orleans team, so NOLA Gold. That he'll be going and coaching at. So good luck to him over there. Another Kiwi coach heading over there. Obviously, Mike Rogers is going to the New England. Oh, I've gone blank. I was going to say New England Patriots, but that's the NFL team. It's not that. New England Free Jacks over there in the USA. Had a chat with Bowden Wacker, who is also going over there, interestingly enough. So who's the... Waikato or Taranaki, Waikato player, who interestingly enough didn't actually know Mike Rogers, but they have apparently been talking with each other since Mike's signing in that role. So we'll keep an eye out for both of those coaches over in Major League Rugby next year. Keeping on talking about the USA, and next week we're back into international rugby as the USA host New Zealand in Washington, D.C., a game that we can watch over here in New Zealand in the early, well, not the early hours, over breakfast on Sunday morning, because that game kicks off at 10 a.m. Sunday morning, the USA versus New Zealand. Previous to that, Saturday, we'll also get to watch Saturday afternoon or evening at 5:45 kickoff New Zealand time, got Japan versus Australia. So back into international rugby next weekend with a couple of games that are outside of the international window. Now, for Japan, that's not an issue because none of their players really sort of play in the European top flight competitions. But for the USA, that is an issue. They'll only be able to have their homegrown players. So it'll be pretty much a major league only, major league rugby only side for the USA. Players like AJ McGinty, I can't remember if he's injured or not, who play over for Sale Sharks in England, won't be available for that game. So it's a weakened USA side up against New Zealand. I expect to see the All Blacks really giving all of their fringe players who are part of the traveling squad a game in that one. Josh Lord probably getting his debut cap really pretty much straight away in his All Blacks career. So good luck to him and all of them on that one. As I say, we'll be back tomorrow at 5 p.m. For that one. If you've been listening to these audio ones over the weekend, then please do let me know your thoughts. Also, I did one in the car before getting into or before heading into the game at in Rotorua, where we had Northland taking on Otago. Then the one yesterday on Saturday, I put in a bunch of interviews that I'd done post match in the Bay of Plenty versus Taranaki game. So let me know your thoughts on those shows that I did, whether you like the interviews being put in the middle of it, if you like that kind of behind the scenes or personal piece of sort of what I'm up to and where I'm traveling, and all of that kind of stuff. So please do let me know. You can either email me, paul@nzsportradio, or @drivingmall on Twitter, or go to the New Zealand Sport Radio Facebook page. All those different ways of getting in touch with us. So thank you very much for listening and watching. And if you also, you can support us at patreon.com/NZSportRadio. As I say, the live stream shows will be back from Monday for next week. So have a safe week. Stay safe, all. Get yourselves vaccinated. And hope you, enjoy. Have a good start to the week.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.